Jorgen Johnson taking center stage, and he will wrestle for third place here against Andrew Nielsen. Quickly out of the mat, it is Nielsen who and Jorgen Johnson, they lock up arms and heads. Now both wrestlers down on their knees as they work. Nielsen looking to see if he can turn Jorgen a little bit. He's got a hold of that ankle, tries to bring it up. Jordan, though, able to wiggle out of it. Now Jorgen will get the turnaround. He'll get the takedown. He'll get a two-point escape. Two-point escape for Jorgen Johnson. And he leads it here by a 2-0 score over Andrew Nielsen. Now Jorgen Johnson looking to turn Nielsen if he can. Nielsen, though, reaching in, grabbing that leg. Jorgen, though, has got him around the torso. He's going to try to flip him over onto his back. Boy, it's close. He has got Nielsen in some trouble right now. Again, no points awarded as of yet, but he still has a 2-0 lead after that opening takedown. 2 seconds to go, 1 second to go, and that'll do it. That's the end of the first period. So Jorgen Johnson of Alliance again taking a 2-0 lead over Andrew Nielsen of Plattsmouth. Again, Nielsen is a sophomore. He is 40-3, and Jorgen Johnson at 35-10, a freshman. We will begin period number two with Nielsen in the down position. 2-0, Jorgen Johnson of Alliance leading it over Andrew Nielsen of Plattsmouth. We've got a quick timeout here. We might have some blood out on the mat. And it is. We got a blood timeout right now. Apparently a bloody nose or a bloody lip or something with Andrew Nielsen. Now they quickly, again, they've got the trainers and everybody out there, they'll quickly take care of everything, get everything wiped up, and we are back and ready to wrestle. So again, it will be Nielsen in the down position as we start period number two. 2-0, Jorgen Johnson of Alliance leading it over Andrew Nielsen of Plattsmouth. 2-0 on the whistle. Nielsen quickly stands up, but Jorgen's got him around the waist, looks to break him back down. No, he'll get away. There's a one-point escape. 2-1 our score now. Jorgen Johnson still a one-point lead. Now both wrestlers up on their feet in the middle of the mat. As they work, Jorgen Johnson takes a shot, but Nielsen able to back away from it. Now they lock up quickly down on the mat. Now sprawling to try and get away is Nielsen. He will get Jorgen Johnson. He's got Jorgen now over on his side. Let's see if he gets the takedown here. No points awarded as of yet. He's not quite in control. But again, Nielsen working on Jorgen Johnson. Now Jorgen is going to flip him around, and he had him on his back for just a second, but now Jorgen has rolled over on his back, and he's in trouble. Jorgen Johnson is in trouble as Nielsen has got him on his back, and he gets the pin. Oh, boy. Jorgen just looked like he had Nielsen there for just a second, and then all of a sudden, Nielsen able to roll over Jorgen Johnson. That's going to go 1:06. So that would be 1 minute and 54 seconds. So 1:54, and it is Andrew Nielsen of Plattsmouth defeating Jorgen Johnson by a pin in 1:54. And again, one of those situations where, unfortunately, you just get caught. And that's kind of what happened. So Jorgen Johnson will finish as a fourth-place medalist. Congratulations. He'll finish his freshman year with a very good record of 35-11. But he's disappointed. You can see he and Coach Scott Ruff and Coach Dwayne Dobson as they walk out of the arena. And Jorgen kind of got his head down a little bit. He's feeling pretty bad. But, boy, he had an outstanding season, and the future is bright for that young man. He's gonna have some great wrestling matches here in the rest of his career, and boy, don't be surprised if he is a four-time medalist and maybe even down the road a champion for sure. But a tough, tough one here as Andrew Nielsen, again of Plattsmouth, just kind of catches Jorgen, and he loses by a pin in 1 minute and 54 seconds.